This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello. Good morning. My voice is a little not clear this morning, but we'll work through it. Hi, my name is Nicholas Harry Gallis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. When the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Well, we all know what the big news is today, and we'll dissect that. We can react as well. Together, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. If you want to call in and react, Paul Skenes called up to the Pittsburgh Pirates and is expected to start against the Cubs on Saturday, which means now I have to rearrange my plans. I was going to go to Maryland and see an Orioles game with my sister, who's moving out of Maryland in a few months. And now Paul Skenes gets called up, and perhaps Doran and Crowley and I are going to make another appearance at PNC Park. So I got to rearrange some things. I might still be able to go to a game down there, but instead of leaving on Friday, I might leave on Saturday night after the game. So all things to consider, but when Paul Skenes gets called up, you change your plans, right? You get to the game. You want to see what he's about. So I'm going to dissect this a bit myself, and I'll also take phone callers all morning. So if you have an opinion to express about Skenes, about the Pirates, feel free to do so at 412-928-9370. Also, just a developing story I posted on X yesterday. You can follow me there, at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Mention me in a post as well if you prefer written form over voice calling. In the lab, I was writing yesterday, and I can't wait for tomorrow. Perhaps we're going to drop the rap that we're working on. Kendrick Lamar and Drake are involved in a beef, and they've been sending diss tracks back and forth, and so Crowley thought it'd be a fun idea. Well, you know, why don't we just start a beef with the PM team for no reason? And that's kind of where we are. So we're starting a beef with them, and we're writing a rap. And so, well, I wrote it, and everybody's going to rap it, but, you know, I mean, it's going to be fun. But I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't wait for this weekend. A lot of reasons to anticipate the good coming out of this weekend. Not only a wrap, which isn't sports-related at all, really, but Skenes getting called up, and the Pirates embarking on an opportunity to take some games against some NL Central opponents. Two, to be exact, but they're playing in three series. They're going to play the Cubs twice and the Brewers once. 412-928-9370 phone line filling up already, or the phone lines, I should say, are filling up. So let's start taking some calls now. We'll start with this caller. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, it's Will.
What's up, Will?
I was just wondering, a couple questions. Is it possible to predict like the pitching schedule for someone like Skenes? And how likely do you think when we play the Dodgers, it'll be like Shohei Ohtani versus Skenes?
That's good. Yeah, thanks for the call, Will. So yeah, we're going to be able to predict. We're definitely going to be able to predict what pitching schedule he's going to be on, and the answer is not a large one. He's going to be I'd say limited in his starts probably. So while we can anticipate him starting and him getting in there and him being a part of the major league crew, he's probably going to be limited for his first few starts to get him acclimated now to a major league baseball routine. And you got to remember too, he's still like, this is among the fastest players have been like called up to the majors in history. So, understanding that, I get that. And Dan Zangrillo, I saw posted yesterday that he was eventually told that the team was keeping it close to the vest because they wanted to have Paul Skenes throw a bullpen after his one start to keep his arm acclimated with the 4 days rest instead of 5 days rest. And the bullpen session went well. Skenes said he was good. And so now he's in. Now that I think that I'm talking other way, I think you meant schedule, like predict if he's going to pitch against big teams. I don't think there's a way to predict that. I think they're just going to try to start him every fifth day. So if it were to land on a day where Shohei Ohtani pitches, that'd be fun. I don't think Ohtani's pitching yet. I mean, so it's impossible to predict that too. I think Ohtani's still just doing the hitting. I haven't heard if he's been throwing again and doing any pitching programs again, or if he's still just being a designated hitter for them. But if that were to come to fruition later in the year, I mean, sure, that'd be cool. But yeah, we can't really predict that. Things happen, injuries happen, unexpected circumstances happen. Sometimes teams will use an off day as a day to maybe skip a starter for another one, just depending on what the circumstances of the season are. So not an easy prediction to make. It would be cool if it landed that way, but no, we can't really predict that right now of, you know, what day he'll land on. I think they're going to try to keep him on the most consistent schedule possible, giving him 4 or 5 days rest and then starting him again, you know, whenever his start comes up in the rotation. And things can always change too. So, yeah, short answer there, no, not really predictable. 412-928-9370, another caller on the line who wants to talk. Good morning, what's your name?
Hey, Nicholas. Terry from Lincoln here, how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling good today. Terry, what's on your mind?
Oh, first I got to say, what, are you starting a new career in music, or what's going on?
No, I've always been musically inclined. It just kind of got buried in, you know, learning about sports talk and how to be a good broadcaster. But now that Kendrick Lamar and Drake are fighting with each other, my musical skills have been dug up, so that's the story.
Just wanted to tell you, it sounded awesome.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that.
I was listening to Pony and Mahler when I played, and I'm like, wow, that Nick was multi-talented.
You got any thoughts on the Pirates there, Terry, this morning?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm excited about Skenes coming up, but not as much as I was, you know, when they were winning. I mean, this hitting, something's got to give with that. I mean, my gosh, these pitchers got to be so frustrated. I mean, poor Jared Jones, he goes out and pitches his butt off, and they can't even score a run for him. I mean, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, Terry, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. You can get a phone line as well, 412-928-9370, if you want to talk to me this morning, talking about Paul Skenes getting called up. So John Wehner said something yesterday that was kind of a thought buried in my head, but when he said it, I'm like, yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, Paul Skenes might be able to light some excitement onto the rest of the team, because when you get a guy that's really good, that's young, and that is a product of your organization, you know, from draft to development to then playing in the majors, that's exciting. And the players are not blind to what Paul Skenes is about. So, yeah, what was I trying to say here? That I think that it's possible that having him come up to the majors could spark some excitement in the Pirates. Now, that's not a tangible thing to say, and that's not something you want to bank on, but, you know, those little intangible things, those little, you know, emotional things, you can't really predict or quantify. So, I mean, we'll just see from that front. But in yesterday's game in particular, now, you know, getting shut out 9-0 was not what you want to see. So that was a failing on both sides. The offense not scoring enough at all, actually. But also Quinn Priester giving up a handful of runs and you know, being removed sooner than you'd like. Yesterday, though, was different. Yesterday, I mean, you score four runs, you expect your team to win. That's a fact. No, I didn't check the score line. I just saw that the runs were given up, so let me just make sure I'm getting this accurate for you. But, yeah, I mean, if you're the pitching staff, you know, and Ortiz got on the hook for the loss there, but I don't know how many runs he gave up. Let me look here real quick. So, but either way, I mean, four runs is good enough to win ball games. When you start to get above two, then, you know, you're giving yourself a chance to win a baseball game. So, Martin Perez gave up four of those runs, and, yeah, Ortiz gave up the go-ahead run, I guess, when he came out of the bullpen in that sixth inning where the Angels took the lead. I mean, the Angels got an early lead. That's something that's going to happen, though. Perez, up until a certain point, was pitching well enough. But, yeah, I mean, as a pitching staff, you can't give up those runs, and now the Pirates score four, but then the pitching staff, you know, gives up five, and you're just, you know, that's not a formula for success when the offense is on, the pitching is not, which is just one of those things that has seemed to happen, you know, the past year or two for the Pirates, where, you know, if one thing is working, two other things are not, or if two things are working, one thing isn't, and it's just not. Yeah, it's frustrating to see. But, yeah, I'm not, you know, the offense collectively overall, you know, through the second half of April about there was not doing enough. But yesterday's game, I think that if you look at it from just that game, I mean, again, four runs should be enough to win you a game. I'm not going to fault the offense there. Now, the offense here recently seemed to be scoring in, like, little bursts. Which, again, I mean, I'm not going to complain how you get runs. There is a question of sustainability, though, that I was conveniently trying to ignore a month ago when Crowley was arguing logically with me and Dorn, you know. But, no, I mean, Crowley is right in that case, too. Sometimes I like to feel the high and just be blindly optimistic about the team because, you know, I think that that's fun and that's why we should be sports fans, is to have some of that blind optimism. But I understand the frustration, too. And I'm, you know, doing it my own show right now, so looking at it logistically now that they had some struggles toward the end of April, you know, scoring in those short bursts, you know, how sustainable is that for an offense? I mean, if you spread out your scoring and you wear a pitcher down, you may be more likely to get more runs later in the game because the starter, you know, you capitalize on him getting weaker in his start and then perhaps a weaker bullpen. Pirates scored five in the fourth inning, or excuse me, other way around. They scored four runs in the fifth inning. And, you know, they only got to capitalize one time. Now, again, they scored enough runs, I believe, to win that game. The offense, like I talked about, the pitching gave the offense a chance to come and win, you know, some of those games back in the second half of April. This is one where I'll turn it around. The offense scored enough runs in this game so that the pitching staff could win, like, or secure the win. The Pirates scored enough runs yesterday. The offense scored enough runs yesterday to give the pitching staff an opportunity to win that game. And the pitching staff not barely faltered, but just faltered. Just, you know, that sixth inning gave up three. You know, on top of a couple early runs scored too, which add up as the game continues to go on. Ideally for the offense, I'd like to see the offense score more than just in one inning, just from a sustainability standpoint. I'm not going to blame the offense totally, though, on the loss yesterday, and we'll see how things get going some more. I mean, O'Neill Cruz had a good series against the Rockies, and, I mean, this series he had a couple hits and, you know, knocked in some yesterday. So I think he was responsible for three of the four runs scored in that fifth inning yesterday. Is he back? Maybe. We'll see. But for sure, you know, the offense did give the team an opportunity to win yesterday. But again, there's just another question of, you know, is it more important to score little amounts in certain innings, or do you like the the all-in-one inning. I would prefer spread out, just again, from a sustainability standpoint, but they still scored four. That's the bottom line. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Paul Skeens' reaction all morning. It's going to be a Paul Skeens celebrating day for us here on the Fan Morning Shows. So, I'm going to continue to talk about him. If you want to call, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can get a phone line. You can talk to me, and we'll talk about Skeens, the Pirates, where they go from here. Is Paul Skeens going to make a difference? You think it matters right now that Paul Skeens is in the majors? Give me a call, 412-928-9370. I'd love to hear your perspective. I'll continue to talk about this, though, and share my perspective with you as we anticipate Paul Skeens starting against the Chicago Cubs at PNC Park on Saturday. 412-928-9370. And on X, my Twitter handle is at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. Tag me in a post, and I'll read it if I find it intriguing enough, but I usually check my messages there or check my mentions there, and I respond accordingly, either in written form or here over the air. More of the Fan Early Morning Show coming up next. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. Go to sunchevy.com today. High of 63, low of 54. Rain expected all afternoon and into the evening. And tomorrow, not going to get warmer. High of 61, low of 49. 60% chance of rain. And rain through the weekend, according to these forecasts I have in my hand on my phone here. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. We're talking about Paul Skeens, talking about him making his debut on Saturday against the Chicago Cubs. Big series coming up for the Pirates over the next week or so. The Pirates are off today, but they play three in Pittsburgh against the Cubs. They go and play three against the Brewers on the road, and then they play four at Wrigley Field in Chicago. So big series. Not just one series. It's hard to emphasize plural versus singular with that word, but there are three separate series that the Pirates are going to play against two different division opponents. So it's an important stretch down here, and that's something I talked about yesterday. I wanted the team to be able to win two of three against a weaker Los Angeles Angels team. That didn't happen. So can't do anything about that now. But these games coming up here, I mean, these are going to be important for the Pirates in terms of the standing and in terms of establishing an identity in the National League Central. And an identity will be established. If they win more than they don't, they'll be a threat. They'll be, you know, they'll gain some ground as well in the division, and they'll be a team that can appear to hang around for the long haul. They lose more often than not. They sink down even further, and then they got to play catch up. And we don't want to see that for sure. So, That's why it's big. It's crucial when you play those division teams. It's it is crucial to win those games. So they've got an opportunity, three different series, and a total of 10 games overall where they're going to play an NL Central opponent coming up over the next week. So that's something to look at and something to keep your eye on as a fan. And it's something for the Pirates to keep an eye on too, as you know, as they try to maneuver what's going on, you know, as they play. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. Just reacting to Paul Skeens this morning and talking about the impact he can make, which Sean Wainer said it yesterday too. I mean, Skeens, his presence could will this team to do well. I mean, whenever you get an exciting prospect that gets caught up, it usually puts a jolt in the team, and that's why I think this is good for the Pirates as well. Oh, I also want to let you know this too. Don't want to let this slip. The Fan has a live stream now going on YouTube along with our website, 937thefan.com, and I know that because I just activated it. So if you want to watch on YouTube, you can. It's very popular so far, but if you didn't know that, now you do. So if you can go to YouTube and watch that, you can also watch again on 937thefan.com right now. If you want an early peek at what Adam Crowley did to celebrate Paul Skeens getting called up, you can again, you can go to 937thefan.com and you can see that, or check his X account at underscore Adam Crowley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.